whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast, and here's your host, Lita.
Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. This is episode 230. Today is Saturday, August 22nd, 2020. I'm your host, Lita. Joining me as my co-host this week, Nisi. Welcome back.
Hello.
Thank you. Thank you for being
You're
here.
Welcome.
I know, I love the intro. Ross did such a good job. Again, tell him thank you so much. It's one of those that just makes me smile every single time. It's really good. And it's a bit, you know, it's a bit groovy. It's a bit groovy to start the, you know, start the show off. So we like a bit of groove. Okay, it might be just me, but I do like a bit of groovy music. So, you know, so I'm liking that. So again, Russ.
Just changing it up.
Thank you. Thank you. We do love it. So anyway, hello, everybody. We are here.
It is a time.
It's, you know, it comes around way too fast. Where the hell has the week gone?
I don't know. Like, I blinked and it was like Saturday morning at 3 a.m. And I'm like, what just happened?
I know, right? Chat room, what's going on? Like, we're nearly at the end of August. Which means my holidays are nearly done. No. But anyway.
I know, that's the sad part.
That is the sad part, but I guess it is what it is, which becomes the catchphrase of the year so far. But yeah. So anyway, we're here to do another show. So we got a couple things that we want to talk about. So we're going to talk about some PTR and beta test today. So I know some of you out there have been doing some Shadowlands stuff, and again, we appreciate it and we'd love to hear what you guys have been having. We've got a channel in Discord for those that want to put some information, post some screenshots, all that kind of stuff. You can certainly send through an email to the show, let us know, contact me, contact the mods, whichever. If you've got some, you know, something that you've found, how you found it and all of that. But Nisi and I are going to talk about what we've done this week in PTR and beta. So just to give, you know, some stuff we're not going to go into a huge amount yet because we're still obviously testing stuff. Some stuff we've tested individually. Some stuff we've tested together. So yeah, so we've kind of had a bit of a play around. But anyway, let's start with you first. What were you able to do PTR or beta wise without me?
Okay. So, yes, we have been testing our brains out. Show title right there. I've been in PTR and I just got beta access last night. So thank goodness. Cause you know, all the testing help that we can get is gonna go miles and miles. So, PTR wise, I did hop on a little bit during one of my pacifist streams the other week, you know, check out the event, see what was happening. I was terrified out of my mind. And I'm like, oh no. So I hopped back into PTR, just to kick some things around, look at some things. I started out a gnome, a bloodthirsty. I was like, well, let's see how this is going to go. I could still get out of the underground Gnomeregan fine, no problem. I was able to kill stuff pretty easily. I wouldn't say like it was definitely not a cakewalk, but you know, it felt good. It didn't feel worse than it is now. And I was in white gear, so I didn't put any green gear on. Okay. Just kind of, you know, messing around. I was looking around, see if there was any Scourge anywhere in New Tinkertown, and there wasn't at that moment. So I'm like, okay. Killed a couple of rares. That was interesting. Went all right. The rabbit rare still didn't give crap for XP, but, you know, he's not supposed to, really.
Yeah.
So I found a couple things that didn't give XP, which I hadn't noticed before. That mm-hmm. was also interesting and something that I did make note of for something else. So I was like, okay. Well, then I was like, you know, what if I don't want to stay here? What if I want to move? What if I want to be this race, but I am sick of the starting zone? So I was like, let's go over to the Drenai starting area.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't have any toys in my toy box, so I couldn't use the mm-hmm. flight point to fly into Stormwind, so I had to take the tram. Tram was fine.
Yeah.
I didn't see any Scourge in Ironforge or Keranos at that moment, because that is always in play. You never know where they're going to be.
Yeah.
Got into Stormwind. Didn't really see a whole lot going on there. And some people were saying in trade, oh, all of the Scourge are down by the docks. And I'm like, oh, that's where I'm going. Great. Thanks.
Yay!
Got down to the Night Elf dock, saw the portal, and I'm like, well, I guess I'll have to portal hop from here to Darnassus, and then from Darnassus over to Exodar area. Mm-hmm. That's what I was thinking in my brain. I forgot there's a portal to Exodar in the Mage Tower. I hadn't even thought about it. Clicked on the portal. I was level 5? 9? Mm-hmm. Somewhere. No, 5. I was level 5. Okay. Couldn't use the portal till 10. And I was like, oh, that's interesting.
Right. Okay.
So I wasn't expecting to be portal blocked until 10. I figured I could at least not to I guess a vanilla area. I was like, oh, okay. So I was like, well, I guess it's either going to be Keranos or Northshire Abbey. So let's go to Northshire Abbey. We're already here. Mm-hmm. That was interesting, trying to dodge some things, because by the time I got out the gates and started down towards Northshire Abbey, Scourge had shown up. And yeah. I'm like, hey, where'd you guys come from? Mm-hmm. You were here a minute ago. And I was on foot. So that was a scary run. I'm trying to dodge things left, right. I did manage to make it in to the gates of Northshire Abbey, and there was Scourge all along the front. I did yep. get back in there. They weren't deep into Northshire Abbey, but
yeah.
they were there. So it's like, oh, okay. Because the event was still being tested. So, mm-hmm. all right, fine. I continued to hang around in Northshire Abbey till level 9.
Mm-hmm.
I was killing stuff. White gear was dropping. Gray gear was dropping. Green gear was dropping, just like normal. There was no changes. Okay.
Yep.
Only change would probably be maybe either eye level being 5 on the white gear, gray gear, all mm-hmm. that at that level.
Yep.
And I noticed that while I was still getting XP for killing things, even though I was hanging out in the very beginning starting area, it wasn't much XP.
Right.
If I ventured out a little bit and went into Goldshire and killed some things, the XP return was a little bit more. So I still think, and I know a lot of people are going to get mad at me for saying this, but I still think as you level, you should still keep moving, whether you're doing Bloodthirsty or Iron. I don't think you should regress backwards. I think you should still keep moving forward with the flow of the zones that they kind of want you to be directed to. Just for your own sanity's sake, so that way you're not sitting there getting like 40 XP when you could be getting like 80 or 90 or 130, just to keep it flowing for you.
How did the stats go? Did you check his stats wise for kills?
I was checking the kill stats because I know that's been a contentious point lately.
Yes.
And I found a couple of interesting things. If you killed a critter, obviously the critters don't give you XP. So it would show as a kill, but not as an XP honor kill. Fine. Yep. Totally understandable. That should be how it is. Killed a mob that spawned in New Tinkertown. There was elementals that spawned behind the buildings.
Yep.
That the little gnome dudes are zapping. They don't give XP.
Yep.
And I didn't realize this until I killed one and my stats were off in the numbers on a fresh character. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
I'm like, why didn't that count? So I'm going back through, making sure I have my XP thing checked in the chat and everything. And I killed it again. No XP. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. I killed a regular elemental that was just walking around. XP, fine, no problem.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. I also went in with a older character that I copied into PTR that was level 40.
Mm-hmm.
When they copied over, took them into Northshire Abbey. Everything was gray. Everything there is going to cap out at 30 now, guys.
Yeah.
So they will be gray to your 40. Killed something, no XP because it was gray.
Yeah.
Fine. That's how it should be. So that was okay. I like had maybe one kill that I couldn't really explain why it didn't count under XP and honor. I might have killed something a third time and didn't realize it.
Okay.
Because it was a little hectic. But maybe one kill I couldn't explain. I thought maybe I killed an extra elemental, but I could not be 100% sure.
Right.
So it looked better than it did, than it does now. I'll put it that way.
Okay. All right.
It was definitely improved.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I did look at all of the portals on an allied race that I made because they were now starting at 10.
Yes.
I had to trick the PTR to get into Stormwind, so I made a Culturian and just poured it in because PTR was being PTR. And it was like multiple DCs like every three steps at one point, and then I couldn't even get into Stormwind. But I finally got in, looked at the portal room. There's a new portal, I think, that's going to go to Shadowlands. The Shat portal, the Darlaran portal, both were level 10.
Mm-hmm.
So, cool. The Panda portal, which has always been a little bit cranky, was still cranky.
Yeah.
You can go there at 10, but it wasn't open. And I'm like, what? So I picked up the quest to start the Panda chain like we do now.
Mm-hmm.
Then the portal let me go through. I didn't have to turn the quest in. I just had to have it in my log. And then I could go through that. And I'm like, okay, that's interesting. Because I was trying to see where I could go without doing any quests as a bloodthirsty.
Yeah.
So all I had to do was have it active in my bag.
Right.
And I could get in. Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. No problem. Okay. Killed a few things in Pandaria. Felt weird being there at 10.
Yeah.
I killed like a couple of yellow moths. Those were fine. I didn't do much killing there because time was limited this week. It's been crazy. So then I had this thought in my head of, well, you know, there was a little bit of nervousness around archaeology.
Yeah.
Because the people were thinking, oh, well, they're not bringing it back. They are. It's there.
Mm-hmm.
They're just not updating it for Shadowlands, I think, because we're really not going to find artifacts in a ghost area anyway. I think that's the mindset behind it. Mm. But anyhow, so since I was busy with other things, I put the husband to work. So
yay! Go Russ!
Thanks,
Russ.
He offered to help out, so I was like, here, do this. So I said, you know, I need you to test archaeology for me. Mm-hmm. So he went around with a couple of my characters that he copied over. To PTR that had the ability to do so. And it was interesting. It feels like it's not quite balanced yet.
Yep.
In the amount of XP that was being given. I don't have the exact numbers in front of me. I think I gave them to you. But it was a little interesting. The dig sites were still giving XP when you were picking up the item, when you finally dug it up. So that was good. Vanilla zones were still working as they are now.
Mm-hmm.
So one interesting thing is that I was like, well, what about the hostels? Are those still the same as they are now? And so he went out looking. He didn't get any hostels to spawn in Pandaria, but he did have to kill a couple of Mogu in the dig site. And they were terrible. He's not normally on a priest, so I don't know if it was that or if they were just not balanced right. And he said they were hitting like a truck. If he hadn't been able to heal, he would have been dead.
Yeah.
So could be a balance issue. could be him not being used to that class, or it could be they're just hitting harder and you're gonna have to watch yourselves. Yep. But Pandaria sites are kind of not really advised, at least for pacifists anyway. Mm-hmm. So the only ones that might really need to watch that, I think, might be Working Man. Mm-hmm. So just be careful, because you're not going to be geared, because that character was geared, guys. It was geared as to, like, Warlord's purples. So, yeah. So be careful. And didn't get a hostile to spawn until he got to Legion.
Okay.
Which was interesting. But right. Hostile spawns have always been kind of completely random.
Yeah.
You never know if you're going to get one. He managed to kill it okay. Mm-hmm. I will put a side note in, is that I would treat the dig sites in Shadowlands as they function now until further notice or until further information has been received where mm-hmm. Pandarian up is going to spawn a hostile.
Yeah.
Or it's just not a good idea. The dig sites that I went back and tested to try to get them to spawn, I was going through BFA areas. Mm-hmm. Couldn't get one to spawn. I went through about 7 or 8 dig sites. However, the dig sites were packed with mobs.
Yeah.
It seemed like every time I turned around and I killed something, something else was in my way.
Yeah.
And I had to kill it because I got too close and it triggered. Yeah. So always gonna be not a good idea. Pandarian up,
yeah,
as normal, unless you're on a Working Man and you really want to risk it, that's on you. But yeah. You know, also one thing I did make note of as I'm digging, I'm like, this is taking forever, because you know, I'd been on my pacifist on retail recently, and it seemed like maybe 6 pieces were dug up and the site was done.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm digging and I'm digging and I'm looking at how long the site bar is, and I'm like, it looks longer. And I'm still digging. And then I'm like, wait, we need to actually pay attention to this. So I started paying attention. The least amount of digs I had to complete a site, I think, was 7. The most I had was 9. And I might have miscounted on the 7. But right. It was more digs per site, because 6 seemed to be about where you were in retail. So right. It was interesting. But I was getting more pieces. So, like, one dig site I walked into, it took 9 digs to get through it. I actually completed a 45 artifact shard fragment thingy project from one site. And I was like, okay. And I still had some spares left over to go into the next one. So while it felt longer to get through the site, you were getting more pieces. And it felt like you were be able to make things faster, kind of.
Yeah.
So it was interesting. I think Fair understands what I'm saying. If you've not experienced archaeology, you probably think I'm crazy, but yeah, it seems like less sites to complete one project.
Mm-hmm.
So it was interesting.
Yeah,
it was definitely interesting. I haven't had a whole lot of time as far as hang on, let's back that up, back to PTR. I did try to go back into PTR last night for a minute to see where the event was sitting at. The event's gone.
Yeah.
Scourge event is off of PTR now, as far as I could tell. The vendor tent was gone. There was no Scourge anywhere. It was pretty quiet. So I think they pulled it. I don't know if they're still working on balancing it, or if they're taking the feedback they've received. I don't know if it's going to be put back up again. I don't know. It was gone. That was probably what the update was I had to PTR, was removing it.
Mm.
So couldn't really get a second look at it. So there's that. Yeah. I did stick my toe into beta last night for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
It was interesting. I will suggest, because I don't know if this is going to carry over into Shadowlands or not, or if this is just a beta thing, might want to screenshot your settings before Shadowlands comes in for, like, your cameras and stuff.
Yeah.
So that way you can fix them when Shadowlands comes in, so you're not angry.
Mm.
because I know in beta everything was reset to default, and I was like, why is my camera doing this? I'm mad. I can't. It's not at the right angle, and it's upsetting me. So I would definitely screenshot that. At least hold on to it.
Yeah.
But beta was interesting. Beta is definitely interesting. But I think I'll save beta for when we get more into your section.
Yes. Well, just a couple of things. First off, Chupa redeemed emote only chat. We'll do that in a little bit. So we'll put that up for a couple minutes where you guys can just emote. There'll be no chat other than emoting. So we'll do that, Chupa. Thank you. That's as I said, I played around with a couple of things. Whether it's going to work or not, I don't know. But, you know, I did play and had a look. So we'll do that. And as for... You have no idea what you did. Awesome! We will test it soon. We will just see how it goes. I just hit it. Chupa, we're just testing stuff. It's good. Thank you. Thank you for being our test. But we'll do that when we get to chit chat. I think that'll be the easiest because we've got a fair bit to cover at the moment. So, so a couple of questions. Rude asks, is WoW development take into account WoW challenges community in some way? Or is WoW challenges not that important for them? And is there some kind of consultation? Well, they are certainly aware of us and the community. As to consultation, no. There's never been anything other than anyone who can get into beta and give feedback. That's pretty much it. So... all you can do, you know, when it takes down, playing a challenge soon is not their idea of what a normal tune is. So therefore, they are not making our life any easier for us to, you know, to affect the rules, the conditions that we do it in. Okay, we're looking at the mass. They're looking at a normal, you know, just a normal tune that someone sits down, plays, whether that tune ends up doing raiding or PvP or whatever. That's what, to them, that's what a normal player would be doing. So for us, we are doing something beyond the normal, which is, so we don't come into effect that way. Certainly we're putting feedback, there's been feedback given, but you know, again, whether they take that on board is obviously up to them. But if, like I said, if anyone's doing PTR stuff or beta stuff, definitely, you know, put in the bits and pieces to ask, especially bugs. I always also put down, you know, ask the question, well, if I'm doing this in white gear, like, is that what's supposed to do? So I kind of look at it from all the testing I'm doing has been WoW challenge related. What they take back from that, I guess, is up to them. So obviously, you know, it does make it very hard, but we can only deal with what we've got. And it's always been the case. So this is no different. This is no different. We have to, at times, modify the challenges according to what Blizzard gives us. You know, we had to allow specs because Blizzard forced specs on us. Up until that point, there was no forcing of specs, but as soon as Blizzard forced it, well, you know, that was never an intention of ours to have that. But if Blizzard forces us to do something, well, then, you know, there's, if we go, well, we're not going to have it, you know, what happens then? The challenge dies.
Yeah, it would either dead in the water, or we have to adapt and figure it out.
So
that's all we can do, is every expansion we have to work through what they give us, hence why we're trying to get as much information as we can, which is very difficult because I know there's only a couple of us really that are in getting some information. So, you know, trying to collate everything that's going on that ranges from a level one right through, you know, it takes time. Admittedly, we're still hopefully like months away, but there's still a lot that we've got to go through. And some of the stuff, just remember, guys, some of this stuff we're not going to know until it goes live. So yeah, there may not be decisions made until everything goes live because we don't know how things are truly going to play out. So just keep that in mind. Excuse me. Grandnagus said, have we talked about the Covenant abilities you get when leveling in the zones? You think that it could be considered a talent-like thing? Admittedly, at the moment, Grandnagus, looking at level 50 and above has not been a focus on anything that I've been able to do at the moment. It's in the to-do pile, but the to-do pile is this long. Hang on. It's long. And at the moment, I'm, like, trying to get through with my time and stuff to get that done. So, you know, if you've got some thoughts, can you put them down? Either email me, get them to us so I can have a look. And if there's specific things that you got, you know, that we need to look at testing, please just let us know as well, because yeah. I'm trying to get, like, we're trying to get across everything, but we can't always do that. So,
yeah, you know, bigger than we used to. So there's a lot more challenges that have to be looked at and from every angle.
Yes. Which is, you know, which is what we're trying to do. But again, admittedly, it does make it very difficult. To get, you know, to be, you know, it's not like I can load up three sets and be playing, you know, I can only focus on one. I'm not jewel boxing anything. I'm just trying to focus on one and see how that goes. So again, if you've got some feedback, drop me a line, talk to me, whichever, talk to the mods, you know, get in contact and, again, it's just more gathering the information so we've got something to work through, which is good. And if you're, you know, it helps. If you're going to concentrate on doing a certain thing and want to concentrate on doing that and looking at that as a challenge, as a challenger, get us all the information, you know, write it all down. Hit us up with how it looks, what's going on with it. That would, you know, that would be appreciated. So see how you go. okay. Now, as for what I managed to do, so I did jump on PTR when the Scourge was in, which was again interesting. So I did a little bit of Horde and Alliance side because I wanted to see how it was going to track and where things were going to be. So Horde side, so PTR when it was alive, I found I was running around Ogrimmar and I'm like, there's a crate. And I don't know if you're like me, but if I see something I can click on, I click on it. Normally that's what you do. It's just like, oh, there's a crate. So, you know, you might get food. You might get something interesting. So I went over and I clicked on it and I'm dead. And I'm a zombie. So during the event. Yeah, that was fun. So I'm going to tell you right now at the moment is beware of conspicuous crates. That's what it was called. It will kill you and turn you into a scourge just like that. It was fantastic. And then, you know, obviously I didn't see how many was in Ogrimmar, and I didn't see if there was any in Stormwind because I was too busy doing Horde side that by the time it finished, I didn't get to check out Stormwind for that. The next fun thing that I found was, as I've got, so Scourge and Ogrimmar, and obviously people, we've already mentioned you get PvP flagged and all of that fun stuff, so that is awesome. But I decided to follow the quest chain for Horde at high level, which of course brought in Scourge, sent me around to Durotar. Scourge went down to Razor Hill, Scourge, there was stuff I had to do down there, but all of a sudden I got frozen. I'm like standing there looking for the NPC, fighting some Scourge, and I'm frozen and stunned because they have a massive elite level 50 Frostworm flying above. So that stuns you for 5 seconds, so you freeze.
Okay.
In Razor Hill. Not only that, I had to go to Crossroads, and in Crossroads, Scourge is everywhere. Like, it is just waves and waves. So as a lobby, it's gonna be a really bad place. And on top of that, you've also got a level 50 Frostworm.
God, that's like the stuff of nightmares.
Yeah. So that was there was definitely Ogrimmar, Razor Hill. Had to go to Farwatch Post on the border between going from Durotar into Northern Barrens. Scourge there. Okay, and of course I get to Crossroads, Scourge everywhere. So that was during the event. That was the part that I was trying to look at it from a level 50 point of view, but also as a start to see what was going on. I did also make a Orc Warrior that I stripped down and did as an iron. Because I thought, okay, I'm going to log in and I'm going to get one shot by Scourge. But there was no Scourge in the starting zone. So I was like, okay, all right, that's interesting. And I started doing some questing on the Orc Warrior and just to see where it was up. So, but I didn't, in that starting area, didn't come across any Scourge. So I was like, okay, so Scourge is down the road at Razor Hill. Okay, interesting. Alliance side, I copied over one of my bigger girls, and same thing, we had Scourge in Stormwind, Scourge in Elwyn Forest, Deadridge is gonna have a whole new meaning when this comes out. Because there was a lot in Redridge at the Crossroads, you know, the Three Corners. Duskwood, and especially at Darkshire. Darkshire was pretty much the same thing. There seemed to be waves of them, very much like Crossroads. So, not good. Frostworm was also at Redridge and level 50. Elite. Now, the fun bit is that it was level 50 elite when I was on my level 50, and I thought, oh, well, what's it going to be like if I hop on a smaller tune? I had copied over, I think, one of my original irons that I killed off. So I think she was like 63 or something. So she dropped down to about 26. So I could fly. It's amazing to fly at 26.
Isn't it feel
so good? So I'm flying around. I get to Redridge, and I'm like looking, and I'm sure enough, I saw the Frostworm, and it says to me, "It's a skull," and I'm like, "Oh,
oh no.
Okay, this is not good. All right. So I jumped over onto a max level. I copied over a max level Alliance Warlock, one that I've got, and popped down there. And sure enough, level 50, elite. So it doesn't matter what level you are going through, they're level 50. And I was like, whoa, this is going to be not good. The Scourge was level 50. Same thing. They were attacking on the 26th. They were all skulls. All skulls to me. As a level 26. So not good.
Nope.
So, yeah. When I got to Darkshire again, you know, I was following along. Duskwood's got a bit of Scourge that starts in, but once you hit Darkshire, a lot of Scourge. So, and waves. Like, the NPCs run around, there's people, like, everywhere, everyone's fighting, doing stuff, and I'm just like, so I'm just going, oh, this is a mess. Yes, so giving you heads up now, definitely the Scourge Invasions is not challenger-friendly. Definitely
no.
Not.
No, and it's very hit or miss because you're going to get those people, depending on the server that you're on, who want to see how far they can make it go. So yeah. They're going to go get infected on purpose, and they're going to go into a starting zone, or they're going to go here, they're going to go there, and then all hell's going to break loose.
Yeah.
So,
which
just a heads up, it might look okay.
Yeah.
But it might not be 5 minutes.
And that was a whole nother thing that I was testing, was also to see what was around. So I had, Scourge Invasion was still up. So as the level 26, I figured it's easier. I'm just going to fly everywhere and see what's around. So I went to Ironforge, nothing out the front of Ironforge. Went down to Dunmorrow, Loch Modan. No Scourge. Where else did I go to? I went to Exodar, Azure Watch, Blood Watch, Dolinar, Tanaris, Badlands, Searing Gorge, Burning Steps. Like, there was a lot of zones that I just tried to have a look. Is there any Scourge here? Are the Scourge just being here? There's no Scourge. So your biggest problem is going to be people. Going by what we're looking at is people get infected, and if they take off, because you've got this debuff is 30 minutes from memory, unless you kill yourself and get out of it. But because they're PvP flagged, they're going to hit NPCs, which is going to turn the NPCs in. So it's that whole circle of, you know, NPC gets hit, NPC comes charging after you that used to be green, all of a sudden it's red, it's angry, it hits you, you're dead, and that cycle goes. And people are gonna take, you know, they might want to see how far that they can spread the Scourge around and go into zones that at the moment normally the Scourge would not be there. So so if there is not supposed to be a Scourge event itself in Ironforge, the Scourge will turn up because people have bought the Scourge there. So need to be very aware of it.
Where people deliberately like turning the Murlocs behind the inn in Goldshire. They're like, come look what we made. It's beautiful. And I'm like, oh God, no.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh no. And there was so many. Now here's another thing. You know, if you're on an older computer, you might have an issue during the event if you're trying to do it on a regular. There was so many Scourge. I was chugging. I'd get a few frames and then I'd start chugging. My computer's not that old. And my settings were mid-range. They were not cranked up. They were in the middle. And so it might be a concern. There were so many Scourge, they were stacked on top of each other. Like, you could not actually see how many there were. There was just so many.
Yeah. So, you know, high-density NPC areas, if someone, waltzes in as an NPC Scourge, as a Scourge, those NPC are going to die and rest back up. And as I said, the cycle is so. The threat is very real, people.
Yeah.
Just that's the, you know,
you've been warned.
You've been warned. So that's all we're saying. As a challenge player, I am not going to be touching them at all while this is on, because it is super, super dangerous. But, you know, if you're going to try and escape, but going to those zones, you might be able to, but then you're not going to predict that if someone rocks on in who decides that they want to go and explore as a scourge and turn all the NPCs in. So again, you know, but it's currently down, so can't do more testing on if they bring it back up. If they do bring it back up, wouldn't mind popping back in and testing some more stuff.
PCR,
so,
we could, you know, still get into, but yeah, the event was pulled down.
Yeah, so we will see how that goes. I did get to loot a chest in Loch Modan as my level 26, and I got 3,600 experience. So I was like, sweet, chest is good. And that was, pretty sure that was not rested. I'm pretty sure that was normal. But anyway, you know, chests are there. We're getting XP. I was like, sweet, that's awesome. So yeah, so that was kind of the play, was jumping around between Horde, Alliance, trying to see scourge wise what was around, where there was, where there wasn't, and the possibilities really is endless of what people will do when it goes live as to how far they could take it. So again, we're giving you the heads up because it's not going to be pretty. Just remember that. Now, the other thing was, we did get to do some beta testing. And we're not going to go hugely into depth about it because Nisi and I have got, we're going to do some team testing, or we have done some team testing. We've got more team testing that we want to do. But we did play teams and we didn't die. Yay! Whoa,
we did,
we did well. That was good. So questing went well, killing things went well. So we're happy with that. Looting wise, you know, drop wise, we were pretty happy with that. Lots of things seem to work well. Some things not so much. But again, Nisi and I have you know, we got in team wise. We've done a small amount considering what's available. So we'll go more into it another time. Not all now, but just letting you know that we are also testing teams, which again is a time, you know, time zones and factors and all of that. So, you know, so we are actively trying to get our hands across everything, guys, to see. And obviously it's not something that we can both just do on our own. So if anyone else there is testing stuff, and as I said, if you've got some feedback on what you've found so far, if you're testing as a challenger, or as a normal, just to give us, you know, some heads up stuff, then drop us a line, you know, send me a message, whichever, just to see how other people's testing, whether it's PTR or especially beta, would be, how you're going, what things you're finding would be awesome. Okay. So that's the news on it. All sounds very doom and gloom for some of it. But you know, it's positive. It's better for us to get this heads up now, so we're aware that when, you know, when the pre-Shadowlands patch hits, that we're prepared, that there might be a time that we might just have to, you know, let our challenge tunes get that rested, you know, let them sit there, let them be, they can, you know, take up knitting somewhere in Ironforge, or, you know, and just bide their time. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So, you know, there's all those kinds of things, so we'll get there. But anyway, other than that, how has your week been? On top of all the testing, what else have you done?
One side note, to go back to, I forgot to mention something when I talked about PTR when I was testing archaeology. Just a real quick side note, I was able to pick up archaeology at level 5. I did forget to mention that. So that was, that's a big change compared to before where they had it at level 20.
Yes.
So just a side note. So my week has been testing, real life driving me absolutely insane. And then I did manage to squeak in a little bit of challenger playtime, not as much as I wanted to, but, I tried to hop on to my working man, wasn't feeling it. So, I ended up not doing the working man. It's just not my challenge. That's okay. So, there's a challenge for everybody. And that was not mine. So I did pop on to my two pacifists on stream night, and I got down in front to level 58.
Nice.
Basically doing farming still in Western Plagueland, Eastern Plagueland around the lake. Pretty much taking up permanent residence there. Except when I come back into town occasionally. I hopped on to Gentle Soul, who was my big passy. I almost foobarred because I was talking in stream and I'm like, oh, well, let me go here. And I was portal hopping and forgot I wanted to stay in Shattrath because I was going to look at the dig sites in Outlands.
Right.
And I'm so used to being on my iron gnome who's been going to Kel'Danis that I clicked on the portal and went to Kel'Danis on my pacifist.
That's
like,
right. That's
like,
right.
No.
Yeah. I saw you do that. I saw you do that. And I'm like, what the hell is she doing? I was like,
and I got there. I'm like, whoa. I'm like, whoops. No. I like, I'm clicking on. I'm like, no, stop, back up, undo.
Yes.
And so I had to fly back to somewhere where Stormwind, so I could go back through the Shattrath portal. I got through there okay. We didn't have any problems, and I was like, all right, didn't get any kill hits while I was there. So I'm like, okay, we're okay, we're good. So yeah, I had to start looking at other dig sites outside of Kalimdor. Because the ones they gave me weren't gonna work, and the one I didn't want to do yet, so I'm just like, I found a couple I was able to do in Outlands. There was a couple I tried to do, but it was too mob heavy. I had been on my way to one in Shadow Moon Valley in Outlands before I called it a day. I went back and checked on it later when I had time. I got halfway through the dig site and there were mobs standing where I needed to be and they would not move. And while I was higher than them, I didn't trust them not to trigger. So I was like, and I don't have any stealth or drop combat abilities on my priest. So I'm a little more limited on what I can attempt.
Yeah.
So I'm like, not worth it. So I'm like, okay. I did realize that one of the dig sites that they gave me back in Ongoro was one I did do already, so I think I can do that one again, but I haven't gone back to reinvestigate yet. I just haven't had the time. So I did get her to 107 and she's still green flag, so yay. And then I hopped on the iron who Grumpy Soul was an interesting playthrough. My derpy brain apparently did have Argent Tournament available. I thought I was supposed to get something in the mail, and I hadn't. And I went out there after Grand Nega said, no, you have to go out to that tent. And I'm like, okay. And the quests were there. I'm like, oh, all this time I've been waiting for it, and it was already here. So I got that started. Had a little bit of confusion and a derpy moment with the map system of where I had to go. And but we got there and I managed to stick it out to hit 80, so I got two levels on her this week.
Oh, cool.
And I'm 5 levels away from my personal best on iron, so I'm like, I'm almost there.
Ooh, exciting.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, the problem is I level so slowly, only doing like a level or two a week generally. Mm. I've forgotten what the other iron had done to get to where she was. So now I'm like, did I do this part or did I do this section? I'm starting to get back to where I remember a little bit more clearly, but I'm kind of like, I don't remember, so we're just winging it because mm-hmm. my memory is so.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Okay.
Sometimes that's the best you can do. Just, you know, otherwise pick certain people's brains. I guess that's probably the other good thing too. We have got, yeah. we have got quite a few max level irons around. So yeah, you know, I have to pick some that brains on that. Mm, exactly.
But, you know, aside from those three and, you know, testing really took up the other part of my free time. So
yes.
Been understandable. A week. I haven't done much, but I feel like, huh?
Done a fair bit, really. Done a fair bit. But that's awesome. Yeah. 107 on Gentle Soul. Awesome. That's, you know, getting there. Getting
for
there.
A while.
Yeah, nice. All right. Well, you know, we're just like, go Nisi.
What did you do this week? Like, you didn't
well,
do
enough already. I honestly, it feels like I've done nothing but everything. So it's one of those, it's again, it's just been a crazy
feeling.
Week.
I know, I'm feeling well.
yeah, it gets a bit like that, guys. It's just seriously been a bit crazy. But I did want to say, Granarigas did ask, aren't there items you use to reshuffle the sites, or are they expansion specific? For the lower, like vanilla zones and all that, no. Pandaria, yes, there is Pandaria, and I'm going to say Legion, there was, that you can buy certain ones that will shuffle the dig sites, but for the lower stuff, nope. So if you
don't... They're generally zones that not advised
for... If it's not passy friendly... because you can't kill mobs or whichever, or if you've got no crowd control to be able to do it, then those, you know, those sites you've just got to leave. So
yeah.
it does make it a little bit tricky. And Pandaria ones are obviously specific to...
I think it's the Klaxi dig sites, I think, that you can reshuffle or something. It was a very specific thing for Pandaria, and I had been thinking for the longest time it was for all sites, but no, it's just for a specific subset.
Yeah.
Unless they've changed it since then, but the last time I checked, it was just for a specific group. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, they normally give you a... I'm going to say there is normally a time and a buff associated with them, so...
I don't know if calendar would be able to use that anyway,
I would not be touching any of those things at all. Because if it's going to give you a buff or debuff or any of that, it's not going to be good.
Yeah.
So,
and the hostile possibility in the Pandaria dig sites and up is too great for me. I'm not a druid. I can't just hit flight form and get up. I'm on a priest, so I have no stealth. I have no sappy saps. I have no feigned deaths. I've got nothing. I'm naked in the breeze, guys. So what it is what it is.
Exactly. So you can only, you know, you can only work through what you've got.
Yeah.
But it does make it a little bit more interesting. Mind you, I mean, obviously on my passy leader, she was Night Elf Rogue, so I did have all things able to, but I only did, I pretty much only did Eastern Kingdoms, so I barely hopped over to Kalimdor. But, you know, Sap is a
powerful tool to have. So, you know, it when you don't have SAP, when you don't have stealth, when you don't have those things, or any crowd control, it does make it a bit more interesting. So, so yeah.
I have one crowd control ability, and it's extremely situational in Chain of Undead, I think. And it'll still put me into combat. So,
I'm
better not using it, especially if somebody comes up and kills it while it's chained. Yeah. I don't want to run the risk of getting the kill credit.
It's definitely interesting. And speaking of pacifist, I actually hit 93 on the Tauren Druid yesterday. So we're getting there. And again, you know, I've got a bit of stealthy prowl. I'm over in Kalimdor, so I'm doing the different side. So it's a bit weird because I don't know the Kalimdor zones as well as the Eastern Kingdoms. Don't forget, pacifist wise, and this is one of the things that sticks into my brain from what Fair had said one time when she was on. If you've got things that you can get up on, you can still dig. Okay, so if you've got columns, rocks, all of that kind of, you know, you can dig on them.
Yeah, the rooftops. Just make sure that you're not gonna fall off land. Like, make land first. Yeah. And make sure it's solid under your
So I found that to be one of the most helpful things that that I've been able to utilize with doing a pacifist. So again, Fair, thank you, because that information was, I didn't even, you know, up until that point, didn't even think about that you could hop on top of, you know, something in the area and still be able to dig. Who would have thought that? Fair did. So, you know, so we appreciate that. So,
in FTV, there's one of the zombie sites with the zombie trolls where they will jump up high where you are, though. So be very cautious there, as always in STV.
Yes. STV is definitely a very interesting. Troll sites can be very tight with mobs. That's why I didn't want to particularly go down there. I thought I'll stick Kalimdor for the druid, and we'll see how we go. But I did get, I actually jumped back on my working man, and my gnome hunter hit 57 last night. So, you know, it'd be nice to get something else to max other than a passy. So I'm trying. But you know, picking flowers and mining ore. All of those kinds of things, and doing some questing is nice to be back on the working man again. So we will see. Anyway, that's been my week with all of the things and all of the stuff. So yeah, so there we go. All right, news wise, where are we? Let's have a look. This one here.
Breaking down news from the world of Warcraft.
All right. So, a couple of things I want to mention. Look down. Obviously, it doesn't help for everyone listening to the show and not watching the show. But I have got the banner for the WoW Challenges Fashion Show 2020. That's what the banner is. Okay, so don't forget. This is next week, all right? So, live for episode 231 of the WoW Challenges podcast, which is also our anniversary show, 5 years. Oh, my lordy, 5 years. Who would have thunk that? Who knows? Anyway, so next week, which means we need screenshots need to be submitted by the 27th. So this week, guys, so you've still got a few days to get your screenshots and all the bits and pieces submitted. So you can send your submission to podcast@wowchallenges.com, or you can send it directly to me. I will give you my Gmail. I didn't put it in because Lita had a derpy derpy moment and completely forgot to put it in. But If you want to send it to me, you can send it to leetawow@gmail.com. Okay. So just to make sure that it comes through. All right. Now, you're allowed one submission per person per category. All right. This is open to US and to EU regions. Prizes are subject to change, but we're just giving a first prize for each category, which is a Blizzard store pet. Okay. The ones on the shops, guys. The one in the shop. The shop. Go to the shop. Don't go to the auction house. Okay, so our categories are fashion, for the fashion show categories, Azeroth Designer of the Challenger 2020. We're having a gray-white edition. So you can have all gray, all white, or a combination. All right, so looking entirely stylish of whatever you want of white and or gray gear, whichever, okay? The other one is Azeroth Designer of the Challenger 2020 Green Edition. Create a stylish look entirely of green gear, right? And also we have got Azeroth Emerging Challenger 2020, which is just a stylish original look. Okay, so rules are, one, no transmogging of gear is allowed. No account-wide use of any gear, all right? All gear must be obtained by the tomb that you're submitting, and you must have it equipped, okay, between the 27th and the 29th, because we want to be able to pull up the armory and check, and also we'll be doing that live for the show next week. So, you know, so everyone can have a look. If you can't have a look at the small, you know, the small screen when you're looking at the camera at me underneath there where I'll have stuff, you know, people might want to go and have a look and just be like, oh, looks so cute. Looks so cute. Oh, what's that piece? That kind of thing. All right. So include a link to your armory page. That would be really good. So that way we can pull that up. All gear must be equipped on a level 20 or above toon. Okay, so we don't want any baby toons. 20 or above means, you know, you've been able to get a bit of gear or get a few things. So if you've got a higher level character, fine. That's fine. All right. When you are submitting an entrant for a particular category, please make sure that you're using an appropriate toon. So, for the green edition one, make sure you're using a toon that allows for green gear. Otherwise, you're going to get the toon flag. So, make sure that it's a, like a bloodthirsty or a green man. Okay? Otherwise, you're going to be like, damn, my iron just got flagged because irons can't use green gear. So irons, passies, working man, tins, all right, don't want to use them for the green edition. All right, if you would like to include a story, like a short story about your toon, how you got gear, you know, what it's wearing, if it represents something, like, I'm quite happy to know a little bit of history about it, that, you know, how you got it, that kind of thing. Write us a little story. If you don't want to write us a little story, that's okay. Just send a toon's name, where you are, link to the to your armory. Awesome. All right. Now, all final prize allocations and contest rules obviously are determined by myself and Chris. And Chris will be with me next week so we can do the fashion show. All right. So again, I look forward to seeing what you guys are going to put in. So you've got a few days. Not many. I need them by the 27th because I need to get things set up so I can do this for next week. All right. So good luck. And I can't wait to see what you guys come up with. All right. Now, the only other thing is, and to, again, this is to celebrate that WoW Challengers is 5 next week, 5th anniversary show will be next week, is Spreadshirt. We've got a promo at Spreadshirt at our shop where you can get merchandise 15% off everything will be from the 28th to the 30th of August. Okay, off everything. So if you want some gear, help support us, the website, and all of that kind of stuff, wait until the 28th to the 30th because you've got promo of 15% off. Alrighty. Let's do state of the challenges. Nisi, what have we got? And again, guys, it's, you know, we've done the best that we can with the the report. So if it seems a little off, apologies, but at the moment there's a lot of behind the scenes stuff that's happening and trying to get sorted. So this week. Yeah. So
I'm this weekend. Yes. All right. So you know the challenges. Irons this week. 10th place, we have Grumpy Soul at level 80. 9th, we have Rubigo at 85. 8th, we have Ferricum at 87. 7th, we have Gotta Shed at 88. 6th, we have Yep Iron Man at 90. 5th, we have Farrakessa at 96. 4th, Stagster, 102.
Nice.
3rd, Contester at 117. And two big ones this week. 2nd, we have 99, who dinged 120. That was his 99th attempt. And that, I believe, was our 21st Ironman Challenge champion.
Mm-hmm.
And 1st, we have Jang Test, who also dinged 120 this week and was our 20th Ironman Challenge champion.
Nice. Here we go. Well done. Well done, guys. Again, amazing. This is Jeng's just, you know, he's, again, across so many challenges, and he's doing awesome. 99. Wow. That's, you know, again, just amazing job. So congratulations. Yeah, that was- Congratulations to both of you guys. It's awesome to see. Awesome to see. Alrighty. Bloods. Let's have a look at our Bloods for this week. So at number 10, we have got Pashi at 15. 9 is Inuri?
Inuria?
16. Oh, wow. Yellow Flagged, Killing Blows. It's too low. Number 8 is Raka Razumi at 16 as well. Again, another yellow flag, Killing Blows, a bit too low. So get out there, kill things, guys. Remember, watch your zones. We know this. We so know that there's issues. But, you know, you might have to just go across zones, get a bit more... what's the word? God, oh, leader's gone completely mentally blank.
Appropriate zone.
Thank you. Thank you. All I could think was I obviously need more coffee.
That's okay.
That's it. Okay, number 7 is Bloody Mary at 18. 6 is Iron Thirst at 19. 5 is Rathja at 22. 4, Scattered at 24. 3 is Ensorcel at 66. 2 is Blood Cell at 69. And number 1 this week is Zyabisi at 74. Well done. Nice. All right, passies, what do we got?
All right, so pacifists. In 10th, we have Fairy Day at 75. 9th, Azzy Passy at 90. 8th, Stir Passy at 91. 7th, Passy Lita F at 92. 6th, Passy Jang at 93. 5th, Innocence at 96. 4th, Gentle Soul at 107. 3rd, Ashes Passy at 109. 2nd, Fairy Viola at 114, and 1st this week, Blame Chris at 115.
Nice. Always love that. Well done, Peridin. All right. Well done, everyone on the passy list. Looking good. Look at those numbers, Nisi.
That is amazing.
You guys rock it. Look at that. Fantastic. Okay, tins. Now, we only had about 6 this week. So we have got Keytine at 17, 5 is Runanix at 25. 4 is Helani at 37. However, they got red flag because their gear's too high and you can't have a profession. So, yeah. Number 3 is Purple Gesso at 48. 2 is Faratelli at 116. And number 1 is Celery at 117. Okay, greens. What do we got?
Yes. All right. So greens this week, 10th, we have Ordator at 27. 9th, Red Duel at 35. 8th, Viridescent at 50. 7th, Green Skies at 69. 6th, Completion at 76. 5th, Azzy Green at 80. 4th, Crepple at 84. 3rd, Soul Flame at 89. 2nd, Leaf at 94. And 1st, Greety3, 111, but RIP.
Yeah, I'm not sure what happened. Yeah. That's ouch. Damn. All right. Oh, damn on that. Okay, let's have a look at Working Man for last week. We have got 9. Costeral at 13. 8 is Kojal at 15, RIP. 7 is
Marquan?
Marquan? Yeah, that sounds good. I don't know. 16. 6 is Swedemeister at 21. 5 is Emerald at 28.
I think so.
4 is Farrakalana?
I don't know.
I think. Is 35. 3 is Blue Lita E, which is, yeah, that's right. Is 57. 2 is Fairy Work at 85. And 1 is Not Nisi at 85. Carlina. Oh, thank you.
Okay.
Words are hard, fair. Sorry. Apologies, guys.
Some of these names have been quite the challenge today.
Yeah, but we appreciate it. Thank you. All right, teams. Can you do all the teams for
me? Teams, okay. So, big apologies if this is not right, but this is what we have to work with.
Mm-hmm.
3rd, Malicious Innocence, level 11, but RIP lost to the Nether. 2nd, Not Dying This Time, level 18, but RIP lost to the Nether. And number 1 for Irons this week, Iron Dads at 33. Blood Teams, Barakomanga, level 16, RIP lost to the Nether. Green Teams, 2nd, the Joy Bears, level 23. And 1st for green teams this week, Never Give Up 101, but RIP.
Yeah, so we know things are a little balked on the website for anyone.
Yeah.
So again, we have got, it's getting worked on. It's just,
yes.
Everything takes a bit of time and needs to get, it's getting looked at and sorted. So. Again, apologies. There's not really a huge amount that I can do because I can't do anything code-wise. I can just ask and say, can this get fixed? And we've just got to wait until it can be done because, you know, obviously in between everything else, everyone has got IRL to deal with.
Yes.
And, you know, these are just the way things have to be sometimes. So things are getting sorted. So, all right. Okay. Where is it? Let me play this one. Here we go. Who's
this just in? It's chit chat.
Alrighty, so chit-chat time. Let us start, as we always start, with this bumper. Where is it?
It's Ezzy's pun.
I love that.
I love that.
Shout out to Ezzy this week. He's been in a couple of the challenges, and he's been busy.
Yes.
All right. So, Azzy's pun from Azzy. Did you hear about the baker who robbed a bank? He just burst in there, buns blazing. That was very cute.
Oh, I love it. That's so cute. I like that one, Azzy. That's really good. That's right. Okay, it might be slightly biased as, you know, someone who likes to bake and cook, but it's certainly a good one, you know, certainly. I like it. I like it a lot. Alrighty. Okay, so, yes. Oh, yes, actually, we should do. Sorry.
Oh, yes,
I have
yes.
got down. Chupas. Okay, let's... Hang on. Bear with me, leaders doing it live, and we've never done this before that I know, so we're going to do emote only chat. Did it work?
I think it's enabled. I'm showing it enabled.
Okay. All right. I'm going to give you 2 minutes. You can do emote only. Hang on. Leader's going to time it because, you know, timing is good. We're going to put 2 minutes on the clock. Go for it. This is for you, Chupa. Thank you. Okay, there we go. I've got 2 minutes on the clock. Off it goes. All right. Have fun. Okay, so now this one's from Dave. So, okay, thank you, Dave. Why did the birdie go to the doctor? He needed a tweetment.
They were both very cute this week.
Super cute. Super cute. Absolutely. Oh my god, look at all the emotes. They're so cute. Where is that from? Oh, that is awesome. Hang on. What have I got? I need to put something up there. There we go. Let's do that one. Gotta do that one. There we go. Excellent. All right. Still got 1 minute, guys. 1 minute and 2 seconds. So, you know, go for it. All right. We did get a question this week. So
yes.
Go for it. Okay. What have we got?
So Mr. MacMan asked us, are toys like the bottomless Stigana mushroom brew off limits? And Zaya said that all toys are allowed. However, as a side note, as a side note, whenever you use a toy, you are using it at your own risk. While we allow them, if anything goes wrong when we use them, that's on you.
Exactly.
So test the toy out on a normal before you're going to use it on a challenger.
Oh, that's some really cute stuff. I'm just like, this is so cute. I love it. That looks awesome, Tova. That is hilarious. Oh, there's some really good ones. There we go. Okay. Stop. That's the stop. Well done, guys. Now our leader's got to turn it off. Let's... There we go. Okay. There we go. That's the first time. Chupa, thank you for that. That was so much fun. That was very cool. So, you know, again, I played around with some of the stuff that was in there. So if any of you guys got some ideas for things for the channels, like, let me know. Because I, you know, it's just a matter of playing around. It's making it a bit more fun for you guys while you're listening to us talk about all the stuff, but I don't want to overload you guys with things either, because, you know,
I should use some of my points. I've got almost 30,000.
Yeah, so there may be some higher stuff coming up I'm looking into, so we'll see. I might have to readjust the points as well. We'll see. But yeah, if you've got any ideas or thoughts, then again, let me know. I'm happy to listen to them. Doesn't mean I'm going to take them on board, but you know, ideas help. It always gives me a bit more scope of things that I can play around with. So, but yeah, thank you, Chupa. That was fun. They're so cute. All right. Okay. Any other questions? Do we have anything? No, I think we're done. Nothing else? Nope.
Skinny.
I think we're done. Okay. All right. Okay. Let's wrap up the show. So, Niecy, a thank you. Please, yeah.
This time in the show, we like to thank our Iron Elite supporters. You help keep the lights on, you help keep the podcast rolling, and you help more than I think you really do realize. So, we want to thank you. And, time as up. Always, we are going to thank the following.
Lita, put the timer on No, I put it on repeat. What? Oh, geez. I didn't stop it. I put press repeat. I can't see. I've got new glasses and everything, and I still can't see. Anyway, I've stopped it now. There we go. Honestly.
That we would like to thank the following. Alejandras, Xylin, Wynn, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Cell, Chupa, Crash Landing 99, Dave DeHunter, Daenerys, Execute, Fair, Frasley Sparksman, Gazton, Iron Man Path, Chris W, Mr. Bright 01, Mrs. Rock Guru, Ms. Miggy, Mrs. Charming, Never Died, Niecy, Return of the Mac, Rogue Slayer, Rude, Sassy Bell, Stir, Stone, Swing Cat, Tiber, aka Tiber, Olminia, Winema, Zaya, and Zort. Thank you guys very, very, very much.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for all the support. And, you know, like anything, we know not everyone gives support in a monetary way, as in, you know, through Twitch, through Patreon, through PayPal, all of that. But any support, whether it's just playing the tunes, you know, promoting, truly, thank you guys. It's, you know, again, next week is our 5th year anniversary. And without you guys out there playing the challenge tunes, you know, I wouldn't be here doing what I do.
5 years, no.
Exactly. So, but we'll talk about that a bit. For myself, Stone and Stir, obviously, we want to thank our wonderful mods for everything that you guys do. I know I say it every week, but I hope that you guys realize there's a lot that these guys do for me in particular. And again, I appreciate the fact that they're here and help where they can. And for, you know, being here, chat room, Discord, all of those things. So to Awesome Trousers, Boz, Fair, Chris, Niecy, and Zaya, thank you guys so much for all the things that you do, because there is a lot that probably people don't realize that you do. So thank you. Not do. Do help out. I got to stop saying that. All right. Also, thank you to Elke, our Queen of the Code, who is doing the things and the stuff. And we are... Mrs. Charming, thank you. You're a sweetie. Thank you very much. We are moving servers and there's a lot that's going to be happening in the coming time. I'm not going to give you a time frame, but there's a lot that is going on behind the scenes. So don't, you know, so if things do seem a little slow, again, apologies for it, but there's a lot of stuff out of my control. We're just doing the best that we can, considering everyone's still dealing with the pandemic. We've got, you know, IRL to deal with on top of that, as well as trying to get, you know, this stuff done. So bear with us as everything transitions as smoothly as we are trying for it to be. But yeah, we appreciate your patience at this time. So thank you for that. And again, welcome aboard, Elke. And it was her birthday yesterday. Is it still today for you guys? Yesterday? The day before? Anyway, Elke's birthday. So we say happy birthday to Elke, which we have done in Discord and on Twitter. So again, happy birthday and welcome aboard, Elke. Thank you for the things that you do. We do appreciate that. To everyone here in Twitch, thank you for hanging out. Thank you for the bits. Thank you for the subs. Thank you for, again, the support. Everyone listening at home on the iPad of your choice. The podcast of your choice. Words and brain is mushy.
Yeah, they don't work today.
Mushy. Yes. So, again, thank you, everyone. We do appreciate it. Okay, so I will be back next week, most definitely, because as I said, it's our fifth anniversary show. 7 p.m. Eastern. Chris and I will be holding our first ever WoW Challengers fashion show. So again, don't forget, get your entries in. I can't wait to see them. Very excited. And yeah, other than that, not really doing anything hugely. We're just gonna, have a bit of chat, hang out. So, I love to see the combinations of what people come up with and what you're wearing. So yeah, I look forward to that. So again, details are on the website, guys. I learned how to add a click function button. So if you go to the main page, it's on the banner, click and it'll take you straight through to the information. Okay. All right. So wowchallenges.com is our website. You can find all of the information for all of the challenges over there, as well as Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, and the YouTube channels. Don't forget, you can certainly find us on Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher Radio. And you can contact the show by sending an email to podcast@wowchallenges.com. Or again, you can send one to letawow@gmail.com. Okay? Nisi, where can we find you?
Okay, well, you can find me in the WoW Challenges Discord. It's Nisi, #4863 over there. Can find me on Twitter @NisiBGN and also on Twitch on Twitch NisiBGN. So hard to keep these things straight.
Pretty much, if you just do NisiBGN, you'll find
me. Yeah, you can find me.
Pretty much, yeah, exactly. All right, don't forget, you can find me over on Twitter, my own account, which is @LetaWow, which is LetaWow. Pretty much, Lee, I'm Leta Wow or Leta. So, if you look up that, there's stuff somewhere. I still can't get it on Twitter, though. Really annoys me. Someone's got the account and haven't done anything, and it's most annoying. Anyway, just a little bugbear, just to grates on me. Anyway. It is what it is, Leta. Suck it up, get over it, that kind of thing. You'd think I'd be a bit over it by now, but still. Anyway. Alrighty. Other than that, just a little bitter. Okay. Let's do our last thank yous.
So, we would also like to do a big thank you to Mr. Bright01 for our brand spanking new intro that we are all taking quite a shine to. So thank you very much. And you can find him on Discord as Mr. Bright01. We'd also like to thank Epic Insanity for our lovely outro. And you can find him on Twitter @Epic_Insanity, as well as the Frozen Nerds podcast.
Absolutely. And again, We are very blessed that we have these two amazing, talented people who have helped us out to do our awesome intro and outro. And thank you, Ross, and thank you, Epic. It's greatly appreciated. So on that note, I think we've done all of the things. So everybody, please have a good week. Stay safe in this crazy times that we're in. Please be safe with the pandemic. It's still a bit of a craziness out there. So be safe in and out of game, and we will catch you back here next week for the 5th anniversary show. Woo! Catch us next week, guys. Bye.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita, copyright 2020. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great stuff at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.